T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody, thank you for being here today for Mully. You'll be back tomorrow?
I will. Thank you for having me, man.
That's awesome.
It was a fun day today.
We did have a fun show. We would like to thank everybody who participated in making it a fun show. Everybody who called and texted and emailed. And most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday. Thank you to our executive producer, who isn't here, but he's always here, because he's always contributing, Dustin Rhodes.
Beverly drives it. I want to take the Lakers out of the playoffs, he said.
He said he's too small. He didn't say LeBron James was too small. Oh, my goodness.
Patrick Beverly, man.
That was so good.
That was a great moment.
Too small. LeBron James, too small.
Thank you to Alex Kuhn, who filled in this morning and did so capably.
Did anyone ever suggest surgery?
Yeah, two doctors.
Why did you decide against it?
Because I went to LeBron James' feet.
Humble guy there, LeBron.
What did he say?
He went to the LeBron James of feet.
Oh, of feet. I didn't hear the of. Yeah. I just heard the feet. He went to LeBron James' feet.
And thank you to Brandon Fryer for making us laugh this morning.
That was the Shay Shay. He's giving the stink to Shay Shay.
Let me tell you, Skip, I don't appreciate what Patrick Beverly said, because Patrick Beverly used me, a Laker. I'm no longer a Patrick Beverly fan, Skip.
I guess we're going to have to watch FS1 on...
That was classic.
Better late than ever,
Stacey
man.
Stacey King imitating Shannon Sharp.
Was it good? He did it twice in the broadcast.
He did it early, too. The last one was the best. That was hilarious.
And let me tell you, Skip, I don't appreciate what Patrick Beverly said, because Patrick Beverly used me, a Laker.
The I didn't appreciate is
that's
the best.
Awesome.
I didn't appreciate. Skip.
Yep. Time now. Welcome in Layla Rahimi and Dan Bernstein. Hey, guys.
High five action.
Oh, wow. High five.
Layla and I can't start a broadcast without a high five.
Yeah,
so
that's
we just
the
did
rule.
That.
That's like
yeah.
your secret handshake?
That's it.
You guys have a little...
it's a super secret.
Yeah, it's adrenalizing. Very, yeah. It's the magic that
occurs.
I'm not
sure that's a word, Grody.
What?
Adrenalizing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a word.
That's the name of an album. Name the album.
You're going to Ising?
Adrenalizing.
Adrenalize by? Anybody in this room?
Lil Flip.
Who had the album Adrenalize?
There's a rock album.
Okay. Called Adrenalize.
Is this like
Def
a
Leppard? Cheesy
dog. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Def
yes.
Leppard, yes.
Of all
I'm
people to get that, the biggest fan. He loves Def Leppard.
I'm a long-time Def Leppard guy.
And I won't.
Oh, man.
And I need.
Hysteria.
And I will.
What has seven arms and sucks?
That's the worst ever, Dan. I can't believe I'm laughing.
They got a one-armed drummer.
I'm so sad I didn't go to that concert, because the concert was ridiculous. I did not. My buddy had tickets, and then I was out of town when they rescheduled it for the second time.
I remember lamenting that with you and having thought that, that's a good one.
My sister graduated with, she got her master's, and that took priority over Def Leppard.
Do you know the one-armed drummer was assaulted recently?
No.
Who would assault a one-armed drummer? I don't get it. Guy's got one arm.
Is there? I thought there was more to the punchline.
No, there's no more. I got no jokes on that. I don't joke about one-arm guys. One-arm guys are serious.
No, you take one-arm men seriously.
I do.
Many years ago, I was part of the winning entry in an air band competition. I was playing the tennis racket as the rhythm guitarist for the song Photograph.
Oh, I love
that's
Photograph.
That's a classic, though. Oh,
that'll get stuck in my head for
that's
a
like
year.
That's a legit good album.
I used the the belt, the terry cloth belt from my bathrobe as my guitar strap right around my tennis racket.
I just thought of Terry Bores. Is
that rocked out.
Terry this cloth. Is college, I assume?
No, this is overnight camp. Oh. I was like 12.
But, you know, there's nothing better than a good Def Leppard to adrenalize you before sporting events.
You know who would be on board with the word adrenalize? Like, I'm saying like 80% chance. Matt Eberflus. That seems like a word that he would like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to adrenalize. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that seems like one if you started to sneak it in.
If he read it in one of his coaching books.
Yeah.
Like, he would start to use it.
Then, then he would start to think, A. What else can I use? Right. A.
The A is for adrenalize.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Now I just have to build the rest of it.
Yeah, that's D a long one. Is the D in adrenalize.
What acronym can
start
I build
with
from
A.
Here?
Yeah. Where is the A? Is it at the beginning? Is it at the end? It's the start of something.
Let's get rocked. Wasn't that on Adrenalize, Haw?
I don't know if that was. Okay.
I had no idea. We can continue Def Leppard talk.
A long time ago, Grody, and yeah. I used to listen to that, like whether you're running or before a game, stuff like that.
Yeah, because seriously, for tomorrow, can you? I'm not even kidding. Top 10 Def Leppard songs for tomorrow morning. It's
how about five?
Okay, five.
Give me five.
Okay.
After the Haw is counting them down.
I can give you five. How about Bad Company? Want to do Bad Company?
Oh,
that's
wow.
a good group.
Not really, but I mean, we.
What's wrong with Bad Company?
Well, Bad Company is on the list of bands who have a song that is the name of the band.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
And that's a good song.
From their album, Bad Company. Here's their song, Bad
Here's
Company.
Bad Company.
Bye, Bad Company.
With Bad Company.
I was a big Bad Company guy. The Cars, Shake It Up. Mm-hmm. I could do top five Cars. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the whole side of that first album.
I
have
interesting musical taste, Haw. I got to tell you.
When I was a young man,
yeah.
then I found country, and I've never looked back.
Oh, man.
It took a while.
Grody and I still listen
to
Top 40 like teenagers.
Yeah, we do. Are we going to see Chili Peppers at this year? Man, there's
that
Lollapalooza
lineup
dude.
Is excellent.
Oh,
Kendrick
God.
Lamar puts on a hell of a show.
Never seen him live.
The 1975 is great. Saw them at South By.
The Lala.
Use your words, Dave.
The Chili Peppers are all like 60 now, right?
I know, but they still look great with their shirts off.
Metallica's
I gotta tell you,
how old they played last year.
Yeah, they were hilarious. I saw Metallica last year, and they were just making fun of themselves the whole time because they knew their audience was like 30-year-olds, 18-year-olds.
You saw
Dua
Lipa put on a really good show last year.
Oh, I would have liked to have seen Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Grody, we got to plan this out this time.
I know. Last time it was still when you and I were going to go, there was still a lot going on with the pandemic. We heard that the company might be checking people if they go to Lala, so we didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted us to quarantine for like 10
days.
Yeah,
we're like, we're not going to.
And Grody and I were like, we're busy people. We don't have time for that.
It's a good move.
And then the mask mandate got reinstated 2 weeks after Lala to the day.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you have?
Yeah, tough scene.
What were you wanting to? You said that I was stirring the pot with
Haw
earlier.
Oh, there was a classic like moment of Grody pot stirring this morning.
Oh, we definitely did.
Yeah, I mean, which
all
one?
All morning long. He, you know, like Patrick Beverly is the spoon to the Bulls. He's my spoon.
I have a lot of people sensitive about the Lurie Garcia stuff. I've noticed.
No, you and I have the same opinion on Lurie. It was your White Sox third base announcement that got me. I was laughing out loud on my window.
I said with a straight face. Said Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa has been named the third base coach for the Chicago White Sox.
And I hate when you have false news.
I know.
I hate that.
Can you imagine
I hate false drops. I hate false news.
Is this like the time you said that the Bears were going to put AH on their helmets?
Yeah, what if they? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
You sometimes like to stir the pot.
You are. Yeah. You're a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
Well, that's just making crap up. That's not pot stirring.
That is just making stuff up.
That's
you're right.
Bringing in your own pot
that
with things in it and dumping it out. Pot stirring, you know, having a controversial opinion or needling somebody.
Right.
That's just making stuff off.
Careful
there, Dan.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that like a month ago, Dan?
Careful.
Yes. Yes, I did when I was talking about Edward Forty Hands.
See?
And I called it stupid white guy bleep.
See, that's what, yeah, this is what happens when Grody just brings the pot in.
And my 40 disappeared. Our good luck 40 ounce of King Cobra. We don't know what happened to it.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Somebody must have drank
it. That's okay.
You can't leave stuff out here.
That's my
You're
hope.
You're talking like that. Somebody.
Don't look at me.
No, that's my hope. I hope it was enjoyed.
I don't know.
Did you see it go down?
I did not see it go down. If I did, I probably.
No. We're here in the morning.
You wouldn't tattle on them. You wouldn't snitch on them. Brody's not a snitcher.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. So I don't. I don't remember seeing it there. I don't remember seeing it move.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic and you were the one who
Is that Marquee Network? Because they just showed the Aramis Ramirez swing. We were, because Tyler Buterbaugh did not know the Cesar is Turris reference.
Listen, you just have to get inducted to the show meetings. And there's
I heard you guys down the hallway.
Yeah, and I was you can't find it. You can't find the video of that home run and what happened to Ramirez in the aftermath of the home run when Cesar is Turris
wiped from the record
assaulted it's gone
apparently
assaulted
him is let's not
there's better be consent for that
be a little more specific
we
got to get the gist.
I mean, it's an old-fashioned Christmas goose.
You think they potentially went through and wiped it clean of the archives?
I know Marquee Network did when they rerun that famous highlight.
Right.
They took it out.
Interesting.
Because it's right there for you. I can't find the raw feed because I remember Terry and I were on remote in Mokina or Orland when it happened. We were in the back of the bar and everybody saw it. We're all looking at each other like, what the hell, man? Like, that's not okay. You're not allowed to do that to somebody.
This isn't cable.
I mean, but it was just. It is. But and then people are like, oh well, that's just what you do with your teammates. Like, really? I didn't know. I thought a pat, you know, a nice little pat would be nice.
High five.
A high five is great. Yeah. At least you guys are nice enough to just do a high five. Yeah,
high five. Nice enough.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the Final Four?
I heard the discourse this morning regarding the foul, and I was all for the refs not calling it in the Super Bowl. And I understood, I said the same thing based on consistency.
Right.
You had been lining up in a certain way. You'd been giving them that all game. But I don't know that I feel the same way about San Diego State and Creighton.
Hmm. Because of the stakes or because of where it was in the game or why?
I can't figure out why I think they're different. I just do. And I think part of it is because I look at it in the inverse. I think if you didn't call that in that moment,
right?
How bad does that look?
I think depending on what happened next. I mean, if Creighton gets the rebound and it's a miss and they go down and hit a jumper to advance to the Final Four, San Diego State people are saying, where's the foul?
Right.
How dare you? You know, swallow the whistle in that kind.
I thought it was a foul.
It was a foul.
It was a foul.
Yeah. I mean, and if it's a foul, you call it.
Yeah, and just because they screwed up earlier in the game and weren't calling fouls, because that's essentially what it is when you say, oh, they weren't calling it. No, now they're getting it right. I'm all for the refs getting everything right in the final 20 seconds of a game for the right to go to the Final Four, even if you didn't call that in the first quarter.
That's where I sit
with it.
I'm okay with
it, yeah.
That's where I sit with it is what would have happened if you didn't call it? And I think in the Super Bowl, when you ask that question, it's nothing because you'd been giving it to them all game. But I don't know that it's the same answer in the case of San Diego State Creighton.
Will you watch the Final Four games just out of habit?
Oh, yeah.
I guess. But it's the way the tournament's supposed to work generally is you get all the fun of the upsets, the unlikely teams, and then when it matters most,
get down to business with the
maybe
schools.
There's one interloper, but it's your one seeds, and this is just kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
Well, I was asking the question earlier: is it going to continue to be weird? Like, is this the tournament? And I know there's upsets every year, just like you said, Dan, but usually they're taken care of earlier, and then there's the blue bloods and one interloper. But isn't this kind of like what's the tournament going to be in 10 years from now? Is it going to be like more of these teams, or do you think it settles back into the blue bloods?
Well, I think the NCAA is always going to find a way to gain the advantage somehow, or as they want to put it, reform it. And I get that there has to be some reform, and I understand.
But not
that.
The way they're talking about it. This is a Trojan horse. What they're talking about, their idea of and they're under the guise of helping the players. And this whole thing about get contracts and NIL, they want control back. Look at the actual fine print of some of what they're proposing, and this is more old-fashioned regulation for the sake of control, regulation for the sake of controlling the money.
It's also a blueprint for, I don't want to call it secession, but there's going to be a group of Power 5 schools that look at this and find a way contractually, legally, and otherwise to separate from the NCAA.
The NCAA is signing their own death warrant, is what they're doing.
Exactly. But what I was going to say is I think they're going to find a way to try to get control back of their product, you know, in a way that, like,
what does that mean, though?
Tells you who to cheer for.
What does that mean, though, like, for the tournament? Like, does that mean getting control of the tournament?
I mean, more predictable. I remember when we were all complaining about, like, the same Duke teams getting in because they had the same guys playing for 7 years on the same team, and that was something that we were frustrated
about. Mark's trying
by.
To say is, when is DePaul going to return?
Oh my God! Hey, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I have not been a college basketball fan, essentially since, because I lost my team. Like DePaul, they were a great team in the '80s, and you know, Dan, I know you can attest to that too. You watched all those DePaul. You did play by play for? No, you didn't do the '80s DePaul, but '90s.
Come on.
Yeah, and that was my team. Like it's almost like my team relocated. And so it just leaves me in a bad spot with college basketball.
Arena.
Yeah.
But that's my point, though, is it's going to be schools like DePaul,
I don't
SMU,
know about that.
Miami, Florida Atlantic, schools that have a big population, that are in a major city, where I think you're going to see some of these big donors, like the Life Wallet owner who's funding.
In Miami?
Miami right
Mr.
now.
Mr. Hurricane?
Yeah, that was a great article by Myron Medcalf of ESPN. But I think that's going to be where you're going to really start to see the dissonance.
I think we
of
need
course,
to...
Of course, I grew up with the blueprint, right?
Right.
I think recalibrating the selection criteria would be nice. Rather than having a bunch of mediocre Big Ten teams, why not see if there maybe are smaller conference schools that are better than you think because they've got guys now?
Well, that's what Jim Phillips was arguing, but I think over the weekend, the ACC commissioner, former Northwestern AD, about reevaluating, recalibrating the selection process. But I think the more I read it and more, and I love Jim, had a ton of respect for him, but I wonder if he's be careful what you wish for, because as you do that, you're going to see more teams from not non-Power 5 conferences who are going to emerge as logical choices to be part of the dance, and they're going to exclude the teams from the ACC and the Big Ten that are mediocre.
But let me ask you this, though, because there's been years where conferences only sent two teams, those Power 5 conferences only sent two teams to the tournament. Like, there's an ebb and flow there.
Right.
So what's the harm in having more mid-major schools in the dance? Because we saw, over the last 7 years, really, a robbery of the mid-major conferences, taking those schools and then putting them in bigger conferences.
In theory, your TV ratings will be down. In theory, you will have less of an audience because you have more obscure of a name brand. And I think that's what why you have so many Big Ten teams, so many ACC teams. It's more watchable because you're reaching larger audiences.
Right, and with the mid-majors too, and you made this point earlier, not necessarily relative to that, but the star power is so much smaller now than it once was.
Yeah, it's like I said, when was the last time, can you ever name a Final Four year where at the Final Four, the men's Final Four and the women's Final Four, the most recognizable name belonged to a female player? Mm-hmm. This year.
Man, that was a great performance.
She's awesome.
A 40-point triple-double to get to the Final
Four. She's awesome.
Four.
Caitlin Clark is awesome.
I'm sorry, but my guy continues to be Wooga Poplar of Miami. Did you see the play that he made on the inbounds pass on the baseline? Throws it off. I mean, it's an old-school trick. He fires it off of him, gets the ball back, and dunks it for Miami.
That was cool.
That was cool.
What do you guys got today?
Yeah, you're right about that, though, that the actual star power of this, you're scrambling to look at NBA draft boards to see who's maybe there. Draftable. And
How will you handle today?
What have you today?
Stir.
See, that's pot stirring.
A little bit.
Okay.
Way he folded in the Tony La Russa being the Sox new third
base
coach.
I said it very seriously.
That was very pot stirring.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we'll talk about the overall sports weekend. We are going to enjoy what we call Leury Garcia, a play in two acts. We're going to play Don't Be That Coach.
Oh, wow.
Pete Futek is going to join us at 11. The NFL tried to sneak a little rules thing past everybody in a late news dump. She caught it. Receipts Rahimi is on it.
Receipts Rahimi.
I know what they were doing, and what they were doing is not flying. Let's gaslight it up.
High noon. Steve Stone at noon. Bulls, Cubs, James Fegan, a little bit of Bears, and a whole lot of fun.
Have a great show.
Bye, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.